Good evening. It is December 29th, Wednesday, December 29th, and I'm coming to you late in the evening. If you can't tell, I've got a little congestion, and so staying home from church tonight, I'm going to share this from the front porch, which is not unusual for everybody on Facebook, but it's a little different for me because I'm not at the church tonight. So love y'all, all my Goodwill family and everybody on Facebook that actually listens to these and podcasts. Welcome. If you were not privy to our Sunday morning message, it was out of Matthew and chapter 2. In Matthew chapter 2, there at the beginning of the chapter, it talks about the wise men coming to see Jesus. And we discussed how there are several wise men mentioned in that passage. One would have to be Micah, that actually prophesies that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, the least of all of the towns or the peoples of Judah, but that's where the Christ is going to come. And then we talked about the wise men who, being trained in astrology and in biblical knowledge, were watching the skies. Micah had his eyes on the Lord God. The wise men had their eyes on the skies and the constellations to see the timing of God. He has set a great clockwork in the skies for us to follow, and they were watching that and keeping an eye on it. For those that think I just encouraged you to go read horoscopes, that's not at all what I just did. I just said God made the stars, and they do operate like a clock. They tell us some things that are coming, and one of the things was the coming of the Messiah, the king that would be born in Bethlehem. So the wise men came looking, and then there were the scribes and the scholars, and they went searching through the scriptures to find evidence of where the Messiah would be born, to tell Herod so that he could tell the wise men, so that he could encourage them to go find him. And then you have Herod, that really is just fearful of the coming Messiah, fearful of being usurped off of his throne, and has really a bad part to play in that story, right? Killing babies because he's afraid of a baby. Just a terrible story. But I want to use that, if I may, to segue over into what we usually do on Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, I share a follow-up message with you online and podcast, but at our church, we've been walking through prophecy teachings and the book of Revelation and details about the book of Revelation. And this whole idea of wise people setting their hearts and minds on God, or watching the stars, watching the signs, and being prepared for what God would do next, it just kind of carried over into our Revelation study. I had an opportunity to teach on Revelation 13 a couple weeks ago. I think it was actually all the way back before Thanksgiving. But we were talking about the Antichrist and the false prophet and the mark of the beast. And is the COVID vaccine the mark of the beast? Well, you know what? The best thing to do there, instead of speculating and trying to come up with some idea of how it could be, the best thing to do would be to go to scripture, right? Because that's what the wise men that came to worship Jesus, and that's what the scribes and the scholars did as well. When Herod came looking for information, they went to the scriptures. Let's see in the scriptures what the scripture teaches. So let's do that. All right, so if you're in Matthew, I'm sorry, that was Matthew chapter 2, but I'm in Revelation chapter 13, beginning in verse 11. It starts talking about another beast. Now, chapter 13 up to verse 11, that is verse 1 through verse 10, is talking specifically about the Antichrist. And then verse 11 down through the end of the chapter is talking about the false prophet, or the hype man, as some people might call him. It's the guy that's telling everybody to worship the beast, okay? And it is in this passage right here that we get specific mention of the mark. All right, so it gives a description to the false prophet. And it says down in verse 13, the false prophet performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who will dwell on the earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak and might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who is understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. All right, so you're probably familiar with the mark of the beast and the number 666, and it's kind of well known. But what is often missed here, got a neighbor driving by, is there's so much speculation on what is the mark and what isn't the mark. Well, as you go through the passage, and please do this with Scripture, take time to read through Scripture. As you go through the passage, it becomes very clear that first there has to be a worldwide power that is focused in to one person. I don't think that's Dr. Fauci. I just don't. Let me show you why. In the passage, it says that the beast would have an image made in his honor, and that all the people of the earth would be required to worship that image. They would be required to say that the image of the beast is more worthy of worship than the person of the Most High God. That's nothing like COVID. There's nothing, anything about COVID that even fits in that category. We're not being asked to worship any particular human being right now. And even the ones that have stepped forward and said that they have a grand answer for this problem and they're going to fix it all have been shown to not be able to fix it. And whether that's their ineptitude or it's just too big a problem for them to fix is kind of irrelevant to the study here tonight. I'm not here to bash anyone, but more to point out the fact that really, here's detail number one. It can't be the mark of the beast because we don't yet have a person who shows up as the Antichrist, claiming to rescue the whole world in such a way, in such bold fashion, that everybody bows down at his feet. And an image is made, and the image is given the ability, so a statue or some other kind of figure is made, and it's given the ability to speak so that people would worship the image of the beast. We don't have that. Another detail in this passage that wasn't in what we just read, but is included in this, is that this image is to be set up in the temple at Jerusalem. Don't have that. So, the COVID vaccine can't possibly be the mark of the beast because it's not requiring us to worship anybody. Furthermore, I'm kind of bummed that you can't do some things without getting a vaccine. Maybe some of you are too. But last time I checked, you can still buy groceries. Now, if there's a lack of workers, if there is a lack of supply, if there is a lack of production, okay, all of that's just inept leadership in the midst of a pandemic, or overworked or overstressed leadership. Our leadership can't handle the decision making that needs to be done, right? And I'm not in that position, so it's a tough one. Okay, but it still points out the fact that you might have to stay home, but you can get takeout. You can order groceries. Stores keep stocking shelves. Even if people are stealing off of them, they keep restocking shelves, which is just kooky, right? But we're just not there. Could this be preemptive? Could it be the beginnings of? Could it be training future generations for? Yeah, could be. I mean, really could. But it's not the mark of the beast. You know, if you're getting kids used to having to follow certain rules that they've never had to follow before, and it's sequestering them or pushing them into a certain way of thought, yeah, that's all kind of scary, but not the mark of the beast. So I say all that to say this. Herod was afraid he was going to lose his throne because he wouldn't go worship. You and I need not be afraid. Even if the worst comes, we need not be afraid. If we will but worship the Most High, bow our hearts and our heads before the Most High God, and remember that He is on the throne, that in the worst of times, which Revelation 13 is very much considered the worst of times by all who might study the subject, it's not here yet, in my opinion. But in the worst of times, God's still on the throne. Matter of fact, the book of Revelation starts out showing Jesus on the throne. Okay? He has not lost his seat, and there is never a time when he is not God. Now, whether you want to get the vaccine or not, this video is not trying to communicate that. I just want to alleviate your fears. The vaccine, not the mark of the beast. Might have a whole lot of other issues attached to that subject, but this one does not need to be attached to that subject. So take heart, be encouraged, and keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Most High God, and rejoice and worship Him, even in the darkest days. As it's getting kind of dark right now, you can't even hardly see me. Hey, y'all have a great week. Sure do love you in Christ. Even if I've never met you before, I'm so glad that you tune in and listen to us. And I'm going to pray us out. I don't often do this, but I want to do this tonight. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your constant, steady, faithful love that keeps us and guards us and watches over us. Lord, there are places all over the planet you are well aware of that are in turmoil, where your people are suffering, where believers are even dying for their faith. There are many things around the planet, Lord, that are distressing, and maybe even some people that are listening to me are under some of that persecution. God, you please give them comfort of the Holy Spirit to walk them through that. Lord, please give them strength for each day. Lord, please help us not to fear, not to live in fear. No, not of viruses or circumstances or even the darkest of days. But Lord, let the beginning of our wisdom be the fear of you above all else. Let us bow our hearts and our heads before you. Holy Spirit, please move us in that direction so that you, Holy Spirit, and our spirit would be knit together and we might be found sons and daughters of the Most High God, faithful to the end. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.